Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this day and for this time that we can be together. Pray, Father, give us the grace to store up your word in our heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Old habits die hard, don't they? I was about to say, you may be seated. Well, you're all seated, aren't you, already? So, okay, let's see. We ought to make this thing work. So we can get going. So if you reading Father Bill's emails this last week, you saw the initial remembrances or history of our church. And because it's all about me, you probably noticed that I am celebrating my 19th anniversary as a priest. And it's not really that. It's actually that I'm only 19 years old. And I'm like, wow, this is great. I feel so energetic. I'm only 19 years old. Isn't that wonderful? Can you remember when you were 19? Anybody? Well, I have to tell you that, it's wonderful being 19, for one thing. I'm finally almost an adult priest now. But more importantly, I didn't really feel particularly 19 years old in these last few weeks. It's been a very difficult few weeks as we led up to Thanksgiving, because in my job, everybody wanted to get COVID tests done before they went to see family. And so it really put a burden on us at my work, and all of our staff were struggling. And it was one day last week, I came home and all I could say to Amanda was, bad day. And that was it. And she knew to just kind of leave me alone for a little while. So I was at that point about ready to give up and to just throw it all in and curl up in some hole somewhere. That's how I felt. And that's happened a couple more times since then, but that was one of the worst times. And then last Sunday, Father Bill preached, and he spoke directly to what I was feeling. And it was uplifting to me and definitely helped me in a lot of ways. Because if you recall anything about that sermon last Sunday, he was talking about how so many people are only going after their own, you know, devices or, you know, pleasures, or seeking their own thing, caring only for themselves and not for that important term, the common good. And that's how Father Bill approached that. And I realized as he was preaching that that is exactly what I had been experiencing that made me so low. You see what I mean? Most of the people that I saw in those last couple of weeks were only interested in their own selves and their plans. I mean, I would tell people, you know, this rapid COVID test is not that accurate. And even though you get it, you still need to do the other one to confirm it. And that'll take 3 or 4 days. And, you know, I don't want you, you know, going around and just hugging everybody that you can while you're doing that. And they say, okay, I understand that, but I need the rapid test because I'm going to see him tomorrow. And I'm like, didn't you just hear what I said? It's not that easy. And I really felt like it was kind of, you know, beating my head against a wall, shall we say. So it was discouraging and it was frustrating and it made me angry. So that was sort of, as I said, what Father Bill was speaking to in his sermon, in that we were, as a people, overall, not really looking to the common good of everyone, but just to ourselves. And then he said, God is squeezing his church. Okay? And it got me thinking, as you all, I'm sure, did, about hydraulic fluid. You know? I mean, it just makes sense, right? You know? God is squeezing his church. Must be hydraulic fluid that we're going to go to. And I've been thinking about that a little bit anyway, just about brake fluid and things like this. I know it's pretty crazy, you understand. So laying there in bed one night, I'm thinking about hydraulic fluid and how that works, you know, and the atoms and how everything happens there. And, you know, hydraulic fluid is interesting stuff, okay? And there are a number of different kinds of hydraulic fluid, okay? Now, the idea of a good hydraulic fluid is that you can squeeze it, or you can try to squeeze it, but it won't squeeze. And as you push in one end of a hydraulic system, it comes out equally as strong on the other end, okay? The primary function of a hydraulic fluid is to convey power. So, for instance, when you put your foot on the brake, you want that same power of your foot, or sometimes even more, power-assisted brakes, to be applied to the brakes. If it's any less than that, you may not stop, okay? So that's kind of the, you know, version that I want to talk to you about that. But you see, we are all being squeezed. And I say all meaning, yes, God's church, but God's world as well, too. And Father Bill told us that the overall church has somewhat departed away from the mission that we should be, first and foremost, going after the common good in our outward work. And I was thinking about that, and I said, well, I don't know that you and I are as guilty of that. We are all in some ways, but I do believe that we care for the common good, that at least the Christians that I know here in this parish have been working for the common good. And, you know, that's why I was so frustrated and angry, not because of that, but because I saw my coworkers and myself just knocking ourselves out for people who didn't care about the common good. And so I asked God, what do I do with this? You know, I got to do something with this stuff. And I searched him out and I asked and I asked and I asked, as you sometimes have to do. And the only answer that I got back from him was, go deeper. Go deeper. And so, to those of you here and out there, if you're feeling disgusted, ready to give up, or losing hope, then this message is specifically for you. You know, it's funny. This is just an aside, but, you know, I just now realized that I'm still wearing my mask. I haven't usually done that. I'm going to keep it on, but I am so used to wearing this all day at work that I didn't even notice it. Oh, well, never mind. We just have to go deeper into God. Because you see, in our own power, we can't change the society. We can't change the world. You say, well, this little parish can do amazing things through God. Well, yes, it can. But we, as people, as simple humans, can't change the society. Not without help, okay? We can't reverse that overwhelming societal norm that now says that personal happiness and your pleasure is all important above every other consideration. But we can reflect God in our lives if we are in Him. We can be examples to others in our service, in our kindness, in the hope that we have. We can share that in our individual dealings with people. You know this. You've heard this before. And so we say then, okay, that's good. I want to do that. And I want to go deeper. How do I do it? Well, you already know. You know how to do this. First thing, you got to find some thing that gets you closer to God. You have to be intentional about it. You have to say, I am going to do this, and it is going to be the most important thing that I do. Now, maybe it's something you've done in the past. Maybe you remember some time when there was a thing that, you know, really drew you closer to God. Well, you could use that again. Now would be a good time. It may be some reading program or a prayer partner, you know, that you can talk to, somebody that you can pray for, because we know that serving others is a way to get closer to God. It could be someone that you unload on. It could be, and in a good way, you understand what I'm talking about. And it could be fasting, all right? It could be a physical exercise program, maybe a meditative exercise or meditative prayer, or all of the above. But you see, folks, now is crunch time. This is where we have to get serious. We have to go deeper. We have to dig in and do the work. You see, I was ready to give up. And Father Bill's sermon helped me considerably. But then I went back to work. And it was just as tough as it had been. And then after work, my car broke down on Tuesday. And there, it was like, you know, that was like the last straw. I'm like, you know, that's about it. That's just about it. And I'm walking around the Brevard Food Lion parking lot. I don't want to go inside and be exposed to anybody. But of course, it was 40 degrees, so I had to keep walking. I'm waiting for Kaylee to come and rescue me. And I'm ready to give up. And that's when Father Gerard, my prayer partner, called me. And I was right there able to unload some of that stuff. And he encouraged me. And his care strengthened me. And praying with him helped me. And out came this sermon. What do you know? Amazing. You see, if you squeeze water, it compresses a certain amount. Okay. The molecules of water, remember they're H2O, will come closer together if you compress it. If it is cooled down a certain amount, they will come so close together that they don't move. That's called ice. If they are heated up, they will go so far apart that they just fly away, and that's called steam. But a hydraulic fluid won't do that. Your brake fluid in your car will not heat up to boiling, not within the range of a car. It will not boil, okay? And the same force that is applied on one end will be pushed out the other end without squeezing. It's called its compressibility. Remember what I said, the primary function of a hydraulic fluid is to convey power. Well, God needs his children, his believers, to get tough now and not compress. And then the power that he applies on us through the Spirit will be conveyed, will be translated, that same power out in love. It'll be translated out in peace and joy. It'll be translated out in patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control, all towards other people in the world. Reflecting God to the world. You see, because that's the only way to answer the circumstances of our world right now. We are to convey power, the power of God, just like hydraulic fluid. We're being squeezed, but we don't have to compress. We got to dig in. You got to dig your heels in. Don't give an inch to the devil. You know, remember what it says about putting on the armor of God. It says to stand against the wiles of the devil. We are called to stand, to dig our heels in and not to be pushed backward, not to be compressed. Stand firm. You feel like you want to give up on God? I hate to tell you, but there's nowhere else to go. Now you can try the personal pleasure seeking thing, but I'll tell you it fails every time. This is Advent. This is the first Sunday of Advent. We're beginning a new season. That's why I'm blue, my favorite color. It's mini Lent, some people say. It's a penitential time, and it's just convenient in God's, you know, circumstance, of course. Because it's time for us to get serious about being disciplined to some thing that puts God in the forefront of your thoughts and your life by either adding something new or taking something away. You see, it's time for us to reflect God, to make a difference that way. And the way to do that is by getting deeper, going deeper into God. Now, Father Bill's Advent meditations can be one way to do that. And, of course, there are many other things. I've listed off a number of those things. It can be something that you've done in the past. But whatever you choose, make sure that as part of it, you take a moment or more and just dwell with God. Be with Him. Calm yourself. Cast off those burdens. Force them away when they try to come back, because they will. And concentrate on the throne room. Ask God to let you come up in that stillness, the stillness of your heart, your mind. And keep asking. And this goes for whatever discipline that you decide to choose. Now me, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. And even though, you know, the scripture says that I will have received my reward in full, I'm going to tell you anyway, I'm going to fast. All right. Oh, no. Well, you see, because I feel like I need to get as serious right now about this as I do in Lent. And it's not because it's just what we're supposed to do, because it's the time of the year. It's what the church tells us. It's because with what I need, because of the circumstances of the world right now. And now, more than ever, it's time for us to be Christian. That's the only way to get closer to Him. Because the definition of Christian is one who knows Christ. And just like turning water to wine, He's the only one who can turn water into hydraulic fluid. You see, and just when you thought that I was completely ignoring the scriptures for today because I haven't even mentioned them, you said, oh my God, what about that? He's completely ignoring the scriptures. Listen to this from 1 Corinthians 1, 8 and 9. He said, He will also keep you firm to the end, so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And in Mark chapter 13, be on guard, be alert. You do not know the time when He will come. It's saying the same thing, brothers and sisters. Stand firm. Same as don't be compressed, okay? It's saying go deeper. He will keep you firm to the end. It's not you will keep you firm to the end. He will. You can't do it. Only the Holy Spirit of God can. When times get tough, the tough go deeper into God. Be on guard. Be alert, He said. But you can't by yourself. It's too wearying. Only the Holy Spirit of God can do that. So brothers and sisters, it's time to go deeper, to find yourself an individual way that works, and then stick to it. Be persistent. Be tenacious. Keep bothering Him. He wants you to, by the way. But above all, don't compress. Amen.